Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating up pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group City.
Hello and good evening, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. I am twisted like hell. I am in Atlanta. I am in the lobby of the Westin Hotel. I have been drinking, Bellini. Strawberry, peach, and mango. I swear that shit is so good. I think I need to have another one. And then after the show is over, I think I need to go find me somebody to make my last night here a memorable night. I see Princess May is on. I'm going to bring her on the air so we can talk, so we can have fun. I have a new format, but I don't think I'm going to be able to stick to it, but I'm going to try my best. We're stepping the game up a lot now. You should have noticed a lot of changes on the internet, especially on the blog sites and everything like that. Shouts go out to Martha from M3PA Services out of Miami, Florida. She has put a lot of structure into my shit and made it organized. So now that, you know, I have less administrative shit to do, me and Princess Nay can concentrate on being the baddest bitches on radio. What do you think about that, Princess Nay?
Oh, that's funny. Because right now I can't really function and think about much of anything other than sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry you're not getting sleep. But if you do that suggestion that I gave you, then I promise you it'll work. It will really work. Because when I was a little girl and I seen The Exorcist, me and my cousins, we all slept together. We went to the bathroom together. That movie scared the hell out of us. I got plenty of night sleep because I had people watching my back. So it really does work. Tonight's topic is going to be making love or fucking. And basically, it's a big difference because with making love, you have emotions. Fucking, you just getting that shit up off of you. You know what I'm saying? And because I had thought about that, and I was just like, I haven't been made love to in so long because I'm not emotionally attached to anybody. But, you know, I have fucked. You know, I haven't been fucked, but I have fucked. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's a lot of different things to think about and look at. You know what I mean? So, basically, it just depends on the person that you're with and where you're at in your life with them. Like right now in Atlanta, it would be fucking. It would be straight fucking. Because I ain't emotionally attached to nobody here. So all they could do is just fuck this backed up nut up out of me.
With your grandma watching.
Yeah. And I've been looking at too many movies because I'm in the Westin. It got like 73 floors, right? And I'm like, I would love to fuck on the elevator.
I have. That's a lot of fun.
But I don't think I can pull it off.
I did it in a glass elevator.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have your face pushed up against the glass and your breath was on the window as you was exhaling, as he was taking a dick in and out of you?
At some point in time it was, and then there was another point in time when my butt was up against the glass. You know.
Oh, your butt? Oh.
My butt and my back. I mean, it just depended on which position we were in.
Was it in the daytime or nighttime?
Huh?
Was it in the daytime or the nighttime?
It was in the daytime. It's no fun if you do it at night. Nobody can see you.
Oh, wow. You know what? Because I love you so much, and this song was dedicated to you on Saturday.
Oh.
Only because I love you. Only because I love you. Wait a minute, hold on. Only because I love you.
Thank you,
Shorty Mac.
Shout out to Shorty Mac, my new boo. My new boo.
Whatever, girl. I'm gonna have to sign a rental agreement on that. I'm gonna have to lease them out for 12 months, and then at the end of the 12 months, I'm gonna have to look at the payment history and see if I need to renew the lease again.
It worked for me. Work it out.
Oh yeah. Because he was like a real. Oh, you know what? I'd say 15%. 15% is fair. I think it is fair. So, hey, Al. Al, you know I'm in Atlanta and you ain't hit me up to come give me none. Let me see your little woodpecker or none of that shit. I see how you do.
He ain't working
we really,
at all, so he just.
I know. He probably got a little dick. That's why. That's why. Hey,
Slim
Turk. Hey, how you doing? Girl, I'm trying to play a song. Can I play my song? Can I do this?
My mulatto boo, Slim.
With those sexy ass lips, girl, he looked like he could eat some good pussy, like for real, like that
okay.
Kind of.
Revamp.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I see this monkey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This white dude sitting beside me, he looking like, oh shit, she loose. I'm like, give me some chocolate coot, but nah. Love in the air, my shorty
back. She hey girl, you got that fire, so roll it up. Let's put the love in the air. Yeah, we here. Shawty, it's been a while. Yeah, since I seen your face.
Roll like a Maybach. Engine louder than a motherfucking truck stop. You're fucking with a winner, baby. You're up stock. I got you cleaner than some Gucci's out the Gucci shop. I got you well kept satisfied. The type of loving that I give will make a woman cry. We pillow fight in the late night. I treat her like I'm proposing under candlelight. Giving you love and affection. I please you when you need good sexing. Break your back open, give your back shot. The way you yell and swear the neighbors finna call the cops.
Fresh backwood, smell of perfume. Oh,
baby, get
yeah. Baby, you know how to listen. Your love got me switching. Never been this high, I swear.
I know it's good with them red heads, Rihanna. And I'm an animal for your green iguana.
Woo.
Damn, your titties big, E Honda. I street fight a nigga for your love, cause you my woman.
Woo.
You hot, let me tell you something. Fire Marshal Bill, damn, this shit so funny. We live and live in color. Was bread without the butter.
Was bread without the butter.
We live and live in color.
What's bread without the butter?
Baby, your love to listen. Your love got me switching.
Yeah, 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 twin. So get us put the love in the air.
Hey, you got that fire, so roll it up.
Yo, like, that song is so fucking hot. We alive and live in color. What's bread without the butter? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nate, how your panties doing over there? Oh, shit. Oh, man. How did that happen? Did you hang up and call back in?
I just said, man, I got disconnected. If you wouldn't have had me on mute, you would have heard me.
Well, see, I was so into that song by Shorty Mac that
I
couldn't help it. That shit is fire. Like, we live and live in color. What's the bread without the butter? Oh, shit. Yes. See, that's good music right there. That's some fucking music. So for everybody that's out there that's listening and you live in Atlanta, I'm trying to have an explicit affair before I leave the city. I want my back blown out. Even if we got to fuck outside on a building, I want something memorable. If y'all can make that happen, y'all need to hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about I should find you someone. Nah, nigga, you should do it your damn self, scary ass.
He can't do it. He's scary. He is not up to par.
Yeah, he can't. I'm too much woman for him. I understand. I do understand. I'm too much woman. So he will be all right. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I feel like hearing some old school, something old school. I'm looking for it right now.
What? As long as it's not Biggie or Tupac, I'm good.
Okay. Here we go.
School shit. Big Gucci. The funny ice kicking her with me. Yeah. She's ready now. Chillin' with a mice, take a money, got the money, and we ballin' all in Beijing. We should get a honey, and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. Bridge for a diva, East Atlanta trainers. Pull her with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm trying to choose her, she don't fuck with a loser. Baby say she ready for me, tell her I'm a user. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch P cruiser. Be a jazzy T, money longer down a ruler. Marcus say he knew ya, you look like a jeweler. Little to my jeweler, I buy her.
I'm fuck it, baby. Five-star cash, Maserati outside. Yeah, baby, wanna ride. Cranberry on the chain, keep shorty mesmerized. I'm the man round here, she ready now. Swimming on the pole, get ready now. Let her beep, beep, beep. Shorty, she a freak. Lights, camera, action.
Featuring Gucci. Burr. Yeah, that's exactly why I need somebody to come do it to me. So when I bust my nut, I can be like, burr, so I can come back here and record it. So I can record it and come back and play it for this, the Chocolate Fantasy. That's what I need. That's exactly what I need to have happen. What do you think about that, Miss Nay? Princess Nay, are you there? Did I lose her again?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Sorry, the phone went on mute.
So it wasn't me, okay. And I like how people in the chat room are paying attention to, you know, my time of need, and they're shouting me out on Twitter that they can help me. They're probably in another state or custody of the state.
That's so sad. I'm not listening to you. Mrs. Nay is about to finish this broadcast from the bathtub, so you're going to have to give me a second. Entertain them while I go strip to get into the tub.
Oh, do you got a webcam? Can we see?
I do have a webcam. You know what? I might just get on the webcam.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, you know what? I'm sitting up here talking. We have Big Dove from Detroit online tonight. And this is going to be quite interesting because he's worried about how he should conduct himself on the show. He doesn't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, I'm a live firecracker. And I have been drinking. So ain't nobody safe, like, for real. And if y'all got some numbers for my Chocolate Fantasies, I need y'all to go ahead and throw them out there because I'm feeling real ornery right now. So, I'm gonna be off the chain, and like I said, he ain't even in another. He in another state. He in Miami. Talking about he'll be back tomorrow. I'll be gone tomorrow. So, oh man, I'm have to. You might need to. You might want to call one of your homeboys up and have them come do something that you couldn't. Cause I'm telling you, I'm not leaving Georgia without something to talk about. Like whether dog somebody out or they blew my back out, preferably that they blew my back out. So we need to make this happen. I swear, I am in such a good mood, like for real. You know what? I am going to play something by my sweeties. Let's see. Where is it? I'm going to play My Block by Fourth Drop Entertainment. Let's go.
Brick Squad Monopoly, yeah. Nigga.
I'm doing this for every block in every city.
My motherfucking DJ Junior, nigga.
I'm driving. On my block.
Real nigga, only. On my block. Everybody sell weed, everybody got a gun, screaming fuck the police. I'm trying to tell you it get hot on my block. Niggas sell rocks on my block, there's spots on my block, on my block. Everybody got a click, everybody wants your bitch, everybody don't snitch. We got feds on my block, they tell on my block, it's hell on my block, shit real on my block, on my block. Everybody sell weed, everybody got a gun, screaming fuck the police. I'm trying to tell you we get hot on my block. Niggas sell rocks on my block and spots on my block, on my block. I see the cops cause they rolling by, trying to ease up like George from the east side. In the apartment living sky high, blowing blunts trying to reach a guy sky high. And my money getting short or not, raise taxes and I can't even afford to cry. No dad, so I gotta live a street life. Throw the money in the bag, you can keep it light. Do homework and I can't even use the light. That's like trying to teach a dog how to ride a bike. You think that's gonna happen, you a dummy, right? Pretty Tony, stick yourself, take your own life. On my block, everybody sell weed, everybody got a gun, screaming fuck the police. I'm trying to tell you it get hot on my block. Niggas sell rocks on my block and spots on my block, on my block. Everybody got a click, everybody wants a bitch, everybody don't snitch. We got feds on my block, they tell on my block, it's hell on my block, shit real on my block, on my block. I pray to God to see another day, Lord willing, I don't have to use the AK. I want a ball like the niggas in the movie, one girl, three kids, flat screens and a booze. Things coming to like Noah's Ark. In the back of the bus, heart like Rosa Parks. A 9-to-5 won't get me where I'm going. If it's heaven, tell God, send a ticket in the morning. If it's hell, I'd rather jail. Send a kite to my family, money in the mail. Loyalty is all a nigga knows. Strictly business, and I made a quarter meal on the road. We got bowls in the trash can, pounds in the kitchen. Open up the stove, best believe we cookin' chicken. John Earl got a 9, ain't selling it for 2. I'ma clean it up good, and I'ma sell it for the 5. Lil T caught a dime just because he had a 9, and it touched all our hands with 4 bodies inside. 19 surfing life just trying to be cool, cause he whipped a 9 out in a fight in school. On my block, everybody sell weed, everybody got a gun, screaming fuck the police. I'm trying to tell you it get hot on my block. Niggas sell rocks on my block and spots on my block, on my block. Everybody got a click, everybody wants a bitch, everybody don't snitch. We got feds on my block, they tell on my block, it's hell on my block, shit real on my block, on my block. Everybody sell weed, everybody got a gun, screaming fuck the police. I'm trying to tell you it get hot on my block. Niggas sell rocks on my block and spots on my block.
Oh, yes, my block, my block, my block. Oh, boy. Whenever I hear those songs, the old music, you know what I'm saying, when it's really something, damn it, I can't even think about the word that I want to say, but they make good music. So whenever I hear good music, I get all happy and I feel good inside, sort of like how I feel when I've been drinking and I need to bust a nut. So it's like, thank you for bringing classic music back to the street for Stop Entertainment, which y'all manage as. So, getting back to the subject at hand, fucking or love making. Nay, if you came to North Carolina and you met a guy, are you going to try to have him make love to you, or are you going to have him fuck you?
If I what?
If you came to North Carolina, say you're on a visit, right? You're like on a mini vacation. You meet this guy, and there's an attraction there. Are you going to want him to make love to you, or are you going to want him to fuck you?
I didn't allow him to do either, remember?
No, this is you coming back. This is not when you was here. This is like you coming now, hanging around me.
Oh, wow. I think I want to plead the fifth. I'm not answering that one. These are the grounds that may incriminate me at a later date.
So by her pleading the fifth, because she wants to play the good girl image, what she said, okay, here's a question for you. Shorty back comes to Florida. Ooh. Are you going to want him to make love to you, or are you going to want him to fuck you?
You know, it normally starts off as the love-making situation, but, you know, then it just goes, all that sweet innocent stuff goes out the window, and it just goes down to hardcore. I mean, that's why I said it it always turns into a combination of them both. You don't go slow and steady the whole time, child boo. And if they do, that's only done in the movies and not really then.
I really don't know because I be fucking thugs. So, like, thugs don't really make love like that unless, you know, y'all, like, seeing each other. So, me personally, I would have to say we fuck, they grab the hair, they might choke me a little bit, they putting that steady duck up in me, like, bam, bam, bam. And I'm just like, oh, yes. Ooh. Burr, burr.
Oh, I'm so mad at this burr. I am so sick of her.
Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I see a 313 number. I wonder if this is the artist that's supposed to be on tonight. I wonder if he's gotten enough, if he drank enough courage to come on.
No,
see who this
I doubt
is.
It. He needs to know that we are going to be doing Nikki Tommy Chat in a little while. So
I can't be naked. I'm in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
623, you're on the air.
What up, dog?
What's up, baby?
What's the word?
The word is bird.
Y'all silly, man. Shock, what up?
Hey, big girl. How you doing?
You called me out, I'm here.
Oh, what, your man told you I called you out on the air on Twitter or something?
Oh, man, I've been getting bashed all day.
Why is that? Is it your camp don't know how you're going to handle the chocolate wave? Could that be it?
I don't know. At this point, like I said, I told you before, I'm going to just have to brace myself and be ready for what come at me. So,
brace yourself,
I mean,
baby. Saddle up and enjoy the ride or be enrolled.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Pleasure.
Who else is that? Who else is on the line? Because I thought it was just going to be Chalk. So who else on the line?
Oh, no. That's my co-host, Princess Nay. Oh, no. You thought it was going to be some one-on-one action.
No, we're going to do that.
Okay.
Oh,
well.
No. We tag team. We tag team. We double team. This is your threesome.
I got crazy.
This is your virtual threesome.
Wow. So what's really good, though? What's going on with y'all? How's the weather? Where y'all at?
Oh, it's yeah. Well, it's cool now. It's cool. I'm enjoying Atlanta. I'm trying to find some trouble to get into, you know. I would like my last night here to be very memorable and everything like that. And other than that, you know, we've been chilling. We've been kicking back, talking. The subject of the night is fucking or making love. And, you know, I just want people's different opinion because, to me, making love is somebody that you're emotionally attached to or that you have a strong liking for. So out the gate, if I see you, I can't make love to you unless we've been talking and we have some type of emotional attachment. But I can fuck the shit out of you. I mean, that's a good assumption, you know, to make, you know, saying that, all right, you just met me. You don't really know nothing about me other than I look good. I might or I might not have a big dick, but either way it goes, I'm going to put some dick up in you. So that will make good grounds for fucking, right or wrong?
I mean, in that situation, I guess, I mean, I'm agreeing with what you said in the beginning. Like, ain't no emotional attachment, so the only other thing it could be is just fucking. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, like, we've been around, we've known each other for months, not even weeks. So, I mean, the only thing you could do is either get the shit fucked out of you or fuck the shit out of somebody, one of the two.
Exactly. And see, my concept is somewhat different from Chalk's because I feel like even when you're making love, it turns into fucking because there's no way that you're going to keep it slow and steady in this mellow pace all night long. Fuck that. That's
oh, no,
cold.
No,
it gets
no,
burned
no,
out.
No.
So at some
no,
point
we,
in time,
we,
it's going to turn into fucking.
When you having sex with somebody you love, it's making love all the time. It don't matter how hard it is. It don't matter how wild it is making love because you attached to that person. So it ain't no, you can't put no difference in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if
I damn, that was emphasis.
I know.
Yeah.
But I like the
really
whole
change.
Thing. I like to pretend like I'm somebody he don't know. Get me, baby.
Let's do this. Let's be strangers for the night and just fuck me, choke me, pull my hair, make it. Woo!
Now,
yes.
What I will say is, if it's the same every time, then, you know, the couple probably need to work on spicing it up and doing something different to make it, you know, make it seem different every time. Because, I mean, you know, doing like fucking the same way every time can be a little boring, and it could be a little, you know, you your attention span, especially if your attention span is short, it can really be bad on both ends. So, you know, you got to do little shit to spice it up, you know, make it a little extra.
So, damn, before we continue any further, I need you to tell listeners who you are, what you do, and then we'll talk about how you do it in a little bit. But, you know.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's just a picture up on the blog.
Not his picture. His picture will be up tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't nobody special. My name is Big Guff. I do music. I rap. I produce. I act. I'm a father of four. Responsible father on top of all that. I'm just a cool-ass nigga. I ain't out here trying to make no noise. I ain't, you know, one of these boosting-ass rap niggas who claim they got shit they don't have and this, that, and the third. So, you know, that's just me. I'm a real simple nigga. White T-shirt, True Religion jeans, no jewelry. Nice kicks. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm simple, see? Like, I heard crickets. You know what I'm saying? I'm just simple, though. I ain't no real extravagant dude. I ain't nobody to, you know, get online and get on the phone and try to boost myself and make myself seem like I'm better than the next person or nothing. I'm just a cool motherfucker that do music. I love music. I love my children. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I'm just a man of respect. That's all. So, you know, I don't know if that's much, if that's a hell of a resume or not, but, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, damn. Now, on that note, I'm trying to think, what do I want to play first? Because I can't play my favorite song first. I got to save that one. I'll make that one second. So what I am going to play is Mr. Motown by Big Gov.
Let's get ready to rumble. In the red corner, with the black dickies on, black shucks with the black flag, Big Gov, a.k.a. Mr. Motown.
Yeah, I'm feeling real good right now. I'm in the best shape of my life. Shit, I'm throwing all haymakers, man. I'm going for the first round knockout, you dig?
Yeah. Steam rolling over, sucking niggas on the driver. Yoke a nigga up, make him choke him, it's on saliva. Down river ride, I'm Motor City survivor. Long as you're hating, I'm never putting my nine up. No 313 ways to die, choose one. If we ain't seeing eye to eye, you might lose one. Who's dumb enough to come play me like I am not a G? Street graduate with a degree in blockology. Follow me, and I ain't talking Twitter shit. I'm talking about my footsteps, I know how to get niggas rich. Barry Gordy started it, I'm just here to finish it. Along with the rest of my black government representatives. Nigga, I'm a businessman. Ghetto nigga to the core. $1 million business plan with the pedal to the floor. D's tatted on my wrist. Represent a nigga home. Southwest side, take a ride from where niggas go. Southwest, baby. West side, racist. East side, baby. I'm Detroit, baby. Niggas take my city side. I'ma bring it back alive. And I won't be satisfied till I got the whole world saying, huh? We fly, B-boy swagger, you can't be high. City bar, throwing money till it pile me high. Looking like leaves that fell out the tree die. Let the hoes break it up. Hating niggas trying to compete, throwing their money, knowing that they can't make it up. Homie, get your paper up, cause if you waking up, mad about the money you jacked and you don't make enough. I don't even trip, I about the little shit I spent. I can shop for 30 days and won't even leave a dent.
Yeah.
I'm a Detroit nigga, you can sell it in my strut.
Yeah.
My out of town bitches, they can sell it when I fuck.
Yeah.
Cause I don't play around with the cat, beat it down from the back, I'm a clown. Hell yeah, get around.
Woo.
It's back to the spiller though. No, I ain't a killer, but you push me to that point, then I'ma let the nine know.
So bad, what's that race? Baby, I'm Detroit, baby. Niggas take my city back. I'ma bring it back a lot, and I won't be satisfied till I got the whole world saying, huh?
Wintertime, shine when the summer comes.
Yeah.
Married to the streets, nigga, nine in my come-up-ups.
Uh-huh.
I don't even wear tux. I'll be out in Cali with my dogs and my lopes and my black dickies and my trucks.
Yeah.
Black flag hanging out, catch me twisting up my fingers. Yeah, I represent the mob. No, I ain't a gangbanger.
Uh-huh.
Big T, big me, where you think them niggas from? My boss attitude, where you think I get it from?
Uh-huh.
I was out in Arizona, y'all was playing tennis.
Yeah.
I was bringing work back, stacking up my Benjamin.
Yeah.
Then I caught my first case, fighting state witnesses.
Yeah.
Fuck what other niggas say, ain't a nigga realist. I know how to take a loss and know how to get it back. If you wonder where I'm from, just look at my fitted cap. I know how to take a loss and know how to get it back. If you wonder where I'm from, just look at my fitted cap.
Baby, what's that race? East side, baby, I'm Detroit, baby. Niggas take my city back. I'ma bring it back alive, and I won't be satisfied till I got the whole world saying, huh?
Mr. Motown. Now, what made you come up with that concept, that title?
I mean, basically, the concept of the song was pretty much based on where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Detroit, Michigan, a.k.a. Motown, the Motor City or whatever. And it was like my city was getting so much negative light across the country, so I figured I might as well just go ahead and do a song to try to uplift my city and let people know where I'm from and why my city ain't as bad as the media try to make it look. Like, yeah, we had a mayor that did his thing in office and he kind of got in there and gangstered his way through, but he wasn't the cause of the city being, you know, in the situation that it's in single-handedly. It took everybody, even the people that live here, we all kind of damaged the city to a certain degree. So, you know, I just wanted to do a song to make everybody feel like, you know, they could call themselves Mr. or Mrs. Motown in my city. Because, you know, that's where I'm from, so I got to be proud of where I'm from, regardless of what trials and tribulations we going through.
Okay. I feel you. Yeah, Motown do got some history.
Yeah, we do.
Car City, record label. But I ain't even gonna front. Y'all fucking mayor was off the chain, yo. He was gangster. He kept it real.
Yeah, he did. That's my man. Like, everybody mad at him. I don't know why, but I ain't mad at him. He ain't did nothing but what everybody else did. He just got caught. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah, like, why
that's
you
my
mad
man
for fucking? Everybody fucks. Like, you know, me personally, if Bill would have just been like, Hillary don't fuck my dick, Monica do and she swallow, the world can't get mad that Hillary ain't fulfilling her wifely duties and he had to go elsewhere because he told
her. I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I just feel like when you in a situation with somebody, regardless, you know, if you feeling like you got to step out and do something else, you need to inform that person and don't let it come out publicly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was in a marriage and I was Kwame or if I was Bill Clinton, I would have just pulled my wife to the side like, look, I'm going to be real with you. I love you to death. Thank you for my kids, but you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. And this person over here is willing to do what you ain't willing to do, so I'm going to holler at you. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it should have been, you know? But I guess some people just feel like they can do the dark and then they never come out to the light, but it always do.
I mean, that sounds all well and good. In the relationships that you've been in, have you ever cheated?
Have I ever cheated?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna sit here and act like I'm no perfect motherfucker. Hell yeah, I done did a lot of damn dirt. Shit. I done did the damn thing out this motherfucker. And I ain't proud of it neither, now that I look back. The older I get, the more I just be like, damn, I wish I could have handled certain situations a lot differently. You know what I'm saying? Because I hurt a lot of people in the process, but at the end of the day, shit, I was young. I ain't know what the hell I was doing. I was just doing whatever I felt was cool. So, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I ain't going to lie. Try to make myself seem like I'm this angel because I didn't do the damn thing.
Okay. Well, let's take it back, like, some years. Now, what's up with this black flag, black government, black chucks? Because don't Jeezy rock black, too? So, like, what's up with that?
Oh, man. I mean, on some real shit, like, you know, I ran into Dog a few times, you know what I'm saying? Met him once in Miami, met him, actually sat down and had dinner with the nigga in Atlanta. And shout out to the club with the nigga out at 112 when it was open. But, you know, I was down there promoting my mixtape at one point. And at the time, like, we both have, like, mutual family members that we fuck with, you know what I'm saying? And some the names and all that, I'm going to just keep under wraps because I don't really be trying to promote all that.
Hell
but, yeah. Yeah, we both pretty much affiliated to the same people, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, you know, that situation was always in black. Like, everybody that's a part of that was always in black, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? With me, my situation, I tried to, like, branch my situation away from that because I wanted to do my own thing, and I already kind of had a feeling that shit wasn't going to really last like it was supposed to. So I went and started my own thing, which is Black Government. And that was going on since about 1999. I started Black Government in 1999, and it wasn't official until 2000. So my logo just happened to be the American flag, the original American flag, with, you know, with the 16 stars in the circle. And I changed the colors to black and white. So I'm promoting, we doing T-shirts, we throwing parties in Detroit, Atlanta, we in Cali, we doing a whole lot of stuff in different places or whatever, and then all of a sudden, when dude dropped his Recession album, his whole campaign for the album was black T-shirts with the black and white flag. And I'm like, damn, okay, all right. So now it's going to look like, because he owned and everybody fucking with Jeezy, it's going to look like I'm jockeying. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm biting his whole concept and shit, when really that wasn't the truth. Like, I've been doing this shit for years, you know what I'm saying? And when he dropped his album, shit, that was just some shit that day it just came across. Like, that year, when they dropped that album, that was some shit that it just came across. So I'm getting up a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of messages on Facebook, a bunch of messages on MySpace. Oh, man, why you copying off Jeezy? Why you doing this? Why you doing that? And I'm thinking to myself, like, if you dumb motherfuckers go through my pictures and look through all my shit, all my pages on the website, you will see that I was doing this shit years before this Recession album came out. So it's just a bunch of riffraff between me and they camp and everybody thinking, you know, that I have something to do with the studio being shot up down there, all type of crazy shit. I'm just like, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I'm not going to shoot up no studio. If I want to fuck a nigga up, I'm going to that nigga and I'm fucking that nigga up. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be no shooting at cars, shooting at houses, shooting at studios and buildings. I ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? So I guess motherfuckers just got me mixed up with these rapping-ass booth niggas. I think that's what it is.
Wow, that's deep.
That's deep.
So would it be safe to say that Jeezy popped out his mommy's pussy just born to be a biter?
Shit, that's what you want to call them. Like, me personally, you know, I don't have no bad feelings towards no, you know, no bad taste in my mouth towards the nigga or nothing. It's just shit, you know, that one little situation, and I felt like niggas should have got at me. Somebody should have called me from that camp and settled that shit with a nigga. But at the end of the day, it's like niggas looking at me like a little nigga. You know what I'm saying? So all our homeboys locked up, the main niggas, so it ain't no mediation going on. It's just niggas looking at me like, well, shit, he ain't got half the money that Jeezy got, so we ain't going to even stud that nigga. We just going to take the concept, run with it, and do what we do, and say, fuck, little dog. So I guess that's how they looked at it.
Wow, that is so ugly. That is so ugly. We're going to play my favorite song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about your affiliation with Boogie and D.A., my little double troublemakers. So,
All right, for sure.
Let's see. You already know which one I'm getting ready to play. This is my shit right here. Here it is. I ain't even going to say the name of it. They don't know what it is.
All black dick, yeah. All black chucks, real G's, fuck with, yeah. Black bandana, that's my only color, yo. Blue team, red team, them all my brothers, though. I don't worry when I'm chilling in the hood. Call up S-Class on my way to Inglewood. Might hit up Roscoe's over there on Pico. Got a taste for wild foods and I wanna see hoes. Fuck it, I might hit a Laker game and watch Kobe drop 50 on a nigga brain. Wanna hit a club, but I gotta go shopping. And I heard shops on Melrose is popping. It ain't all sun and palm trees. It goes down in the lake, nigga, so I'm rolling with my heat. But overall, I'ma have a ball and bail back to the D with a story to tell. And I'm feeling like a million. DJ on the mic yelling,
Cubs in the building.
Then he threw my record on. Oh, what a feeling. See the people hands high, reaching for the ceiling. Fuck VIP, I'm in the crowd chilling. Bottle in my hand, champagne spilling. I swear to God, nigga, this is the life. I'm from the deep, but I'm enjoying these West Coast nights. Let's go.
One of my partners, Vic Flowers, a legendary producer. He did beats for, he actually produced on beats for Jay-Z, a few other people from out of New Jersey and New York. You know what I'm saying? That's my man. Shout out to Vic Flowers for the beat. It's actually funny how the song came about because I was in California, and I was working with Pinky, the porn star. I'm working on her. I'm actually one of the main producers on her project right now. And I just happened to be out there, and he flooded my email with some beats. And as soon as I heard it, I did the song in 20 minutes. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just gave me that whole vibe. And then being out in Cali, it just gave me the feel. You know what I'm saying? So the song came quick, though.
Wow. And you just, like, and it just took off. Because when you look at the video, it's, like, so fucking bananas, because you got Detroit, then you got L.A., then you go up to the Bay, you got your
yep.
hat, and everybody is just fucking vibing. You got the Carolina Blue, CLK,
yeah.
and you got Pinky Big Ass.
And then if you pay attention to the third verse, when I'm in the Bay, you'll see the OG partner, Richie Rich, in there. You know what I'm saying? You'll see him sitting in the van with
right?
him vibing. Yeah, that was his van.
You were just so late. Cali keeps calling you, so why are you still in Detroit?
Well, my thing is, like, it's really nothing here in Detroit. So when it comes to the music, I try to be here and help other people out as much as I can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just leave, go somewhere else, blow up, and then people look at me like, oh, he's just deserting his city, this, that, and the third. So, you know, my main thing was just to stick around and try to boost as many artists that I can from Detroit as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I feel you on that. We're going to take this call from 215, see what they got to say. And then you got to tell me how you know them badass little boys, Boogie and DA. All
right.
215, you're on the air.
215, hey, what's going on? You got Mr. Krabs Philly representing. What's the topic
that's
for today?
All right.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
This is Shaq Mommy, and you have Detroit rap artist Big Gov on the line.
Big Gov.
And then we have, Big Gov out of Detroit.
What's cracking, baby?
What's up with it, homie?
Ain't nothing. Hey, look, I'm wishing you the best out there. Keep your head up. Keep your game tight. Stay away from the haters.
Always. Appreciate that, homie.
All right. Yeah, we got a little seafood and soul food popping down here in West Philly. And I got my man feeding him right now. I got B Long from Long's Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Services here, the best engineer, young black engineer in Philadelphia.
Cool. Y'all sound like y'all got it cracking out there, man, getting that money. I'm going to have to come visit that soul food joint.
Yeah, you come right on up here, 43rd and Ludlow. All right.
So,
17
what
South
the hell kind of food y'all serve?
We got Dungeness, Alaskan Snows, Jumbo Shrimp, New Zealand Mussels. We got beef ribs, fried fish. We got tilapia, flounder.
Damn.
You know, you can get it fried, baked, or however you want to do it. Okay.
Oh, damn, you got me hungry right now.
Okay. All right, look, it's Chaka Mommy. Is that
yes,
how I pronounce it?
Look, you can just say Chaka.
Yeah, I said T. Everybody calls me T. But what I want you to do is I'm wishing you the best on all of your endeavors, okay?
Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you, you're going to get the further, you're going to realize that you're going to go real, real far the more that you keep it real. Got to keep it real and stay away from them dream stealers because there's a lot of them out there.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I keep it real 24/7.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not worried about that. Thank you so much. That's the only way I know how to be is, like, keeping it real.
Okay.
I can't be fake. It doesn't feel right.
All right. I'm not an air hog, so I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else put their thing down. But I just want to call and give you a little shout-out. Okay, babe?
Thank you so much. And
okay.
You enjoy your evening.
Okay. You do the same thing. Did you get that pic?
Oh, I sure did. Thank you so much.
What you think about that?
Your picture is nice.
Okay, yeah, okay. And so is yours.
You ain't look fucked up or nothing like that, so I appreciate you not tweeting no ugly-ass picture.
All right, baby, I'll hit you up a little later on.
You have a good night.
All right, you too, babe.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, peace, my man up there in Detroit in the Motor City.
No doubt. Peace, man. Be cool.
All right, what's your name again?
Big Guff. G-O-V.
Big Guff?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to check you when I start, like when my season slow down, because I do fly up to Detroit sometime.
Oh, well, yeah, you come here, man, you good.
All right, so I'm going to try to get with you. You know, I'll find you. I know how to find people. All right. And maybe we have a couple cold ones and shoot some pool.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right, homie.
All right, one love, baby.
One.
Bye.
All right, sweetheart.
Oh, that was so sweet. Now, back to the regularly scheduled program. How in the hell do you know them little badass brothers? Nate, I'm going to put you on hold, on mute, because you got feedback. I don't know if it's because of the waves that you planting your pussy on the phone while you watching or something, but I'm putting you on mute for a minute.
I'll put it on mute. You have to hold on.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I can't help it. I can't help it. She was almost done. Leaving to my co-host be playing her pussy while we are doing a show. And then it's not like I can play in mine because I'm in the hotel lobby and everybody else will get me crazy. I mean, damn. So, now, because that's how I met you was through Boogie and DA, and I heard you on the mixtape, the Free Big Meats mixtape, and I really love that tape. I love that shit. It's, like, so hot. Then they were talking about, you know, the BH, and I'm like, who? And then they was like, Big Up. I'm like, oh, okay. Then they think I know, you know, I get the link to your song, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, that song is nice. And then I was like, yo, I was like, what did I tell Boogie? I was like, yo, he took his head off. He ain't even look bad. It ain't like he had no big, meaty head or nothing like that.
Wow.
So, I appreciate you looking good with and without the hat on. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
I
thank God for that. That's God.
Hell yes, because we're able to converse outside of the show and outside of Twitter. Because had it been something else, hell to the nah, I'm holler at you. I'd have been like talking to your man Scotty, like, yo, what the fuck?
Shout out Scotty Mac, that's my nigga. What up, Scotty? But no,
okay, your cheerleader. Scotty Mac is your cheerleader. He was defending your honor today.
That's my brother. He's supposed to defend my honor. But no, I met them little niggas on Facebook and Twitter. Like, I never met them personally, you know what I'm saying? But once they shot the word out that they was doing something, and, you know, they was just showing love to my big homie or whatever, it was just like, oh, okay, shit, I'm a part of that. I'm down. So whatever they needed me to do, I did it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just getting to know the little niggas. They some cool little niggas, and they hungry. They really want to do this music thing, and you know, my main thing with them is just, you know, do them, keep their identity strong, and don't worry about all the extra shit, you know what I'm saying? Just focus on getting to the top with this music shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the little niggas is cool with me. I don't have no problem with the little niggas, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I got love for them, and, you know, I'm wishing them niggas a speedy recovery, too, because I just heard about their little situation or whatever, but, you know, that ain't nothing but a scratch. God got y'all, so y'all cool. You know what I'm saying?
That is so sweet. Now I'm going to get a text message, and they're going to, like, chalk you a fucking punk, especially Boogie. Then he going to probably get on Twitter and call me Blackie and all kinds of shit. This is the kind of shit I have to put up with, but I love them to death. They are so sweet. So for anybody that's listening,
rascals.
Well, yeah. But it's just, I like the mutual respect that you guys have for each other, because a lot of times when you got people that are established and you got other people that's coming into the game and they have like a good sound or a different sound and it's something that's standing out, a lot of motherfuckers won't fuck with people because they just feel like, man, fuck that shit. Or they might feel like, oh, if I do them, they might come up or something like that. But I don't sense any type of selfishness in your voice or in your tone at all. I mean, if any anything, you give them advice, you give anybody advice on anything that you can. It's not even just kept to the music level. And for me, I think that is like such a godsend, because you got so many selfish motherfuckers out here, or you got motherfuckers that get people in situations to where, oh, you know what, come on over here, fuck with me, I got you, and then all they do is suffocate them so they can't do shit, and they just stagnate them, and then people get frustrated, and they
sort of
no
like
longer,
how I hear. Sort of like how I hear Jeezy do all his artists in CTE, almost.
Yeah.
I be hearing a whole lot about that shit. If anybody from CTE is listening, y'all can pass the message. I don't give a fuck. Like, that shit ain't cool. And if that's really what's going on, a nigga need to cut that shit out, because the way I just keep shit so real. Like, I know God gave me my gift. And he gave me my knowledge and he gave me my strength. And for me to keep it to myself and not share it amongst the world or amongst the people that really need it, you know what I'm saying, or that's seeking it, I feel like I'll be doing the devil's work. You know what I'm saying? Like, ha, I got this and you don't. And people like that don't live long. You know what I'm saying? So I try to spread as much love as I can. And I do expect to be respected and appreciated, though. I don't just do shit and motherfuckers don't appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Because I have done shit for a lot of people and put a lot of people in positions to win, and motherfuckers is out here, and it's people that with well-known names in the industry right now that I put in position, and they didn't reach back to say thank you even, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do get a little discouraged about that type of shit, but I don't sense that in them little niggas. I think that, you know, them niggas gonna keep calling me. They gonna keep wanting to know because they knowledge hungry. And as long as I got it to give them, I'm gonna give it to them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, trust me, they will. And then when you telling them shit, them motherfuckers gonna be on the computer looking up something, boy. DA is an internet hog, boy. He be sucking up everything on the fucking internet. I mean, to me, that is sad about how Jeezy does artists on CTE. If you're not gonna sign them, don't bring them over and keep them from going somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ain't the only one that do it. It's a lot of niggas in the industry that do that, but I just been hearing a lot of shit about him in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, he get motherfuckers over there, sign motherfuckers, and then they can't move. And it's like, damn, all right, well, you know, why is that? Like, I mean, if it's about you, then make it about you. Don't sign nobody. Just have you a crew of niggas that you fuck with. You know what I'm saying? But don't sign nobody and then make it to where they can't prosper and come up with their craft, because God gave everybody a gift to use, not to be held captive. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just feel like this rap industry is really it's pulling me away from it. I'm more so ready to stop with the rap shit and just be more of a producer and a more of a background nigga, like a Dr. Dre type of nigga. Cause the rap shit is just another, to me, it's a facade, especially for a lot of niggas. It's a facade, because a lot of these rap niggas who all these people and all these consumers run behind and support and dick ride, they don't have the money they be rapping about, they don't have the real jewelry they be rapping about, and half these motherfuckers can't even afford to keep their lights and gas on. So, to me, I just feel like rap is just another source of entertainment, and people take it too serious. They take it too far. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, I feel you on that. Thank God I'm not a rapper, but I'm about to be one day when I come out with my single. And me personally, I just don't think I could be a rap artist, because my attitude, and I wouldn't give a fuck about radio. I would just say whatever the hell I wanted to say. I would just speak my mind. And then sometimes when you speak your mind, motherfuckers don't want to be bothered with you because you're too unpredictable and they don't know what you're going to say. You can't be controlled. And that's why a lot of independent artists don't go so far, because they refuse to sell out and they just keep it real, and a lot of people don't like their views or their opinions. And to me, I would be like one of those people and just be like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. That's why
you
I created
know why
my own
you want to know why it's like that? In my eyes,
why?
The reason why people don't like real opinions and real niggas, like look at Tupac, for instance. Tupac had power. Tupac was one of the realest niggas in the game. You know what I'm saying? And with him being one of the realest niggas in the game came a lot of hatred, came a lot of drama, came a lot of controversy. And people are so accustomed to being brainwashed by what the fuck is put on TV, what's put out in the media, to where when you get somebody that's raging against the machine, it's like, oh, shit, like, we can't support this. They're not doing the typical shit that we used to. So, yeah, quite naturally, you know, a lot of independent artists, there's a lot of motherfucking artists that's out here, you know, that's independent, that has major talent, like, that deserve to be in some of these top spots, you know what I'm saying? But they'll never get there because motherfuckers is being, they being swept under the rug, or niggas is keeping their elbows out trying to keep them from getting into the circle. And with me, the difference between me and a lot of other independent artists is I say I don't give a fuck about all that. I'm breaking my way in. Like, if I got a B&E, you know what I'm saying, breaking and entering, I was a criminal before once in my life. I can use the same mentality with this rap shit. I'm going to break my way into these circles and let the real outshine all that fake shit. Because people need to start being on some real shit, man. Get off that fake shit. All these old skinny jeans, all these old mohawks and big-ass shoes and all this swag shit, man. That shit is dead, man. Like, niggas need to get off that bullshit, man. And I'm not, and trust and believe, like, I'm not knocking nobody and what they do. If that's what you choose to do, that's cool. But please don't make it to where that's like the standard. Like, you have to wear skinny jeans, or you have to come up with a dance every time you do a song to make motherfuckers respect what you're doing. Like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I respect what you're doing with your show, because it's underground, it's independent, and you're doing what the fuck you want to do, and you talking about what you want to talk about. These prude-ass radio stations and radio shows, these motherfuckers always got to censor some shit. They always got to be discreet. They always got to, you know, follow the trends. They got a playlist that they get sent from the head corporate office every week on what to play. That's why you hear the same fucking song 40 times a day. I mean, it's just time out for all the bullshit, man. And, you know, let's blow this show up. Let's blow my show up. Let's blow all these shows up that's underground, so motherfuckers can really get the reality of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that. Now, see, you opened up this door, right? And you like
right.
how people believe everything they see on TV, right?
Right.
So you
right.
look at, how much TV do you look at?
I don't have cable. I don't, you know, if I look at TV, it'll be because I didn't went and got some movies or something. I might want to lay back, chill, watch movies. But I spend most of my time in the studio. Like, every day I'm in the studio working. I'm not thinking about nothing else. Or I might be out of time
okay.
working.
So, do you look at fuck flicks?
That's my business. That's my business. I ain't Kirk Franklin. I'm going to say that. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Okay, so we take that as, yes, you do look at flicks.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
So when you're looking at the flicks, you know, and working closely, and being a producer, you know, do you really think porn stars can take as much dick as they take in the movies?
They take it in the movies. Why they don't take it in real life?
Because are you there in real life to actually see them fuck?
I mean, I done been around some scenes, and I done seen some shit, you know, just fucking with Pinky. I mean, we can go from recording her in the studio to an hour later, you know, the doorbell ringing, and it's time for them to set up and shoot, and I have to just stay in the studio because I don't really partake in all that viewing and watching and all. I don't get off into all that. That ain't my thing. So, you know, but I mean, they take it in the movies, and that's reality enough. If you're showing you up close and personal ass views of the shit, hell yeah, you already know what they can do in real life, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I ain't never fucked with no porn stars, so I can't really say that. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever thought about or wanted to make a movie?
No, hell no. I'm a very personal nigga. That ain't my thing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very personal. I don't, you know, I barely even talk about sex in public because that ain't what I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like whoever I'm sharing that with is who I'm sharing that with. Like, motherfuckers don't really need to know. I just do music. Like, go get my music. You know what I'm saying? That's all I promote. Shit.
That's all you promote.
Yeah, my music. Because, I mean, shit, I got to take care of my daughters, and I got a family to look after, and I got, like, a lot of people depending on me. So me selling sex, me talking about sex, I ain't going to get no money.
But you do sling dick, though.
Aw, shit. Once again, I'm a very personal nigga. I'm a very personal nigga. I don't discuss my sexual encounters in public. I talk about this music all day. I slang CDs.
But you can't come on a sex talk show and dodge the bullet. It's just gonna make it worse for you. So I'm gonna give you two lifelines, because we have an 832 number that wants to come on, and then I'm gonna play a song for you. So I'm gonna give you time to exhale, because I already know the chat room. I'm about to get your ass. So if you need to get a drink of water or whatever, go right ahead.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm good. I took media classes.
Sure?
I know how to curve all this shit. Come on with it.
Really?
Hey, listen, I know how to curve
that.
This shit.
Okay, we're going to bring 832 on, see what they got to say. Then we're going to play another track from you, and then we're going to get busy. 832-689, you're on the air.
Yeah, peace and blessings, fam. What's going on?
Hi.
What's the word?
Oh, man, you know, just living life to the fullest. Just started looking at myself.
Because I just heard a new voice come on, and who is this? Because, you know, that one has me a little intrigued. I had to take a time out.
This is a caller that had his hand up to come on, so I brought him on.
Before I start talking to him, he needs to send out a tweet pic or something so I can see what he looks like, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. He's a listener. He doesn't have to. No, that might not sound right. He's a listener, so we're not going to interrogate him on what he looks like or how big his dick may or may not be.
Chocolate.
Hello.
Yes.
Sweetheart.
Yes.
Yeah, who are you?
I appreciate you for being my lawyer, but I think I can go and talk for myself.
Oh, well, damn. Let me, like, not save you. In order for her to continue talking to you, twit pic yourself.
A quick picture. Go to my page, Walk in the Kingdom of Truth, and she'll see a picture of me. My name is Prophet Andre.
Prophet Andre? Is this Prophet Andre?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so while you're looking at him, Nay, I'm going to play another track.
In the chat room and I'll go through it.
Yeah, while he's doing that, I'm going to play another song by Big O. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, this is Go Broke.
This is a Black Government. Black Government exclusive.
Royalty Entertainment. I hit the stripper club looking for some stripper love. Throwing thriller in the air like I don't give a fuck. Yeah, Big Gov is the name. Don't get it twisted, motherfucker. Black Gov is the game. Damn, that bitch bad. And when she on the stage, see how she working for the cash. I'm finna go broke. These niggas ain't tipping, but I'm finna go broke. She got me like, damn, she got an ass. And when she busted open, got me going in my stash. I'm finna go broke. These niggas ain't tipping, but I'm finna go broke. I'm finna go broke, and I just got paid. Shorty turning me on the way she working that stage. She working that pole, she know how to do tricks. Fly from the top, hit the floor and do the split. She got me like, damn, she drive a nigga wild. Got everybody in the club looking like, wow. Broke niggas stand, but they ain't spending the dime. Shorty got mad, I told him pay her no mind. We got it over here, ain't no doubt about that. And you can have it all if you know how to make it clap. Yeah.
head like that. Girl, you keep a nigga stiff. It's feeling like we fucking when you grinding on my dick. She got me like, damn, she drive a nigga crazy. The bitch so bad, I wanna give her my baby.
You wanna give her your baby?
What, nigga, I ain't stutter. You probably would too, cause she a cold motherfucker. Ow.
Damn, that bitch bad. And when she on the stage, see how she working for the cash. I'm finna go broke, I'm finna go broke. These niggas ain't tipping, but I'm finna go broke. She got me like, damn, she got an ass. And when she busts it open, got me going in my stash. I'm finna go broke, I'm finna go broke. These niggas ain't tipping, but I'm finna go broke.
Thick red bitch, I got a lot of ass. And I'll shake it for you if you got a lot of cash. Pinky triple X, that's the name, nigga. To make you trick it all off is my aim, nigga. You got 100 singles, that is not a stack. You the type to throw it out and ask for it back. Come on, son, this is not a free peep show. Dig a little deeper if you wanna see a freak show. Where the real trap is a long cash flow. They always give me more than what I ask for. I can make it clap like a round of applause. It ain't tricking if you got it ball for it all. Clearly, I'm the baddest bitch here, nigga. Don't stop spinning till your money disappears.
I'm throwing money at a man.
I can't stop it,
and I don't give a fuck.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
I got it.
Damn, that bitch bad. And when she on the stage, see how she working for the cash. I'm finna go broke, I'm finna go broke. These niggas ain't tipping, but I'm finna go broke. She got me like, damn, she got ass. And when she busts it open, got me going in my stash. I'm finna go broke, I'm finna go broke. These niggas ain't tipping, but I'm finna go broke.
Yeah, if your money gone, nigga, be the fuck gone with it. Cause if you ain't tipping, yeah, something wrong with it. It's 10 of y'all niggas and you sharing one drink. Y'all nothing like me, what the fuck y'all think? I'm buying off the bar and I'm tipping all the hoes. I throw it in the air and they get it off the floor. Come over here, mama, get away from the lane. I do the damn thing, Big Gov is the name.
Damn, that bitch bad. And when she on the stage, see how she working for the cash. I'm finna go broke, I'm finna go broke. These niggas ain't tipping, but I'm finna go broke. She got me like, damn, she got an ass. And when she busts it open, got me going in my stash. I'm finna go broke, I'm finna go broke. These niggas ain't tipping, but I'm finna go broke.
Hey, dig this here, I got it. See, when I start tipping, I can make up for every single one of you broke ass niggas who not tipping. Where my bitches?
That was Go Broke by Big Gov from Detroit. Now,
yeah, featuring Pinky Triple X.
Yes, Pinky with the big booty. Now, getting back to what we were talking about before we gave you a time out and everything like that, you took media classes and you know how to dodge questions. And, I mean, that's fine. You can dodge questions all night long, and that just really makes me turned on and just makes my pussy wet because that means you're resistant. And when I get you alone, you might be something else, but that's cool. Now, I have to tell you, when I first saw your video, I looked at your lips, and you got some sexy-ass lips. And with four kids, I know your dick game is official. But just looking at those lips alone, I know you eating pussy. You ain't got to say yes. You ain't got to say no. Just so you know that I know you get down some kind of way because you're not just a missionary type man. I seen how you carry yourself in your videos. So, I mean, you know, women are listening. So, now is the time to, you know, make a stance or, you know, your sex symbol or, you know, you just going to play a modest role. You know, when you're out at a show, female throw her panties at you, what are you going to do? Like, do you, like, curb the groupies? Like, it's so many things that you have to answer.
Well, with me, I can answer all that in one while. Like, I hate groupies, period. Like, I hate a fucking groupie. With a passion, like, that shit irks the shit out of me, because with me, I'm just a human being, you know what I'm saying, and I don't look at myself in no sex symbol. I don't even think, you know, that I look better than certain motherfuckers that's already in the game. Like, I feel like I have a nice, decent look, and I make the best out of what I have, but, you know what I'm saying, like, as far as doing shows, and I didn't have a few
situations where I done ran into, like, women when I get off stage, how they might want to, you know, sexually give me propositions and all that shit. And me personally, I look at it like I'm more a decent individual and I respect myself a little bit more because I'm not the only rapper they done ever done that shit to. You know what I'm saying? If they went to a Jeezy concert or a 50 Cent concert the night before, I guarantee they tried the same shit or done the same shit with them. So I'm no different. So that's the reason why I have, like, a strong hatred towards groupies, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, like, you don't even know if a nigga might have a family at home. A nigga might be married. You don't even give a fuck. You just throw yourself at a nigga because of what he doing, what his status is. Like, to me, that shit is just, that's the most downgrading, degrading shit you can do to yourself as a person. As far as my lips go, I thank my mama for them because I got her lips to a T, and, I, you know, shit. I mean, my daddy was attracted to my mama, so I guess, you know, that's how it goes. It's a cycle. It's all a cycle.
It's all a cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Princess Nate, I got you. I'm going to ask you another question. So, all right. So you're a very confident individual. You're a confident man, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like you take pride in everything you do, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you know where you've been in the past and you know where you're going in the future, right?
I know where I've been in the past and I pray where I'm going in the future.
Okay.
Because I don't know. Don't nobody really know. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. So you don't really run from any challenges or anything like that. You face things head on, right?
Depending on what it is, I might fall back from it. Like, I that's out of my league.
Out of your league?
Yeah, it might be out of my league. Like, it might be a little too much for me. So, I mean, I know when to hold them and fold them.
Oh, okay. So with that being said,
you're trying to break me, Chalk. You're trying to break me. Come on with it.
With that being said, oh, wait a minute, Nate. I'm getting my question out. I'm getting my question out. Hold on one second. So Big Gov, with the name Big Gov, and you having that D hat swag. Do you think your dick game can? You think you can hang with me? Do you think your dick game is proper enough to where you're gonna hold them or you're gonna fold them?
Without passing out. Because we're gonna talk about you if you pass out, Vinny.
Did Jesus know they was gonna throw stones at him when he was walking? You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't know that. No, he didn't. He knew he had issues, but he didn't know he didn't know that. I'm pretty sure if he knew that, he wouldn't have walked and took no damn stones getting thrown at him. Nobody would. But at the end of the day, I ain't had no complaints, and I done hung with the best of them. So, I mean, I'm going to just leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? But that's something that, I that's out of my league. That's a little much for me.
In the words of Scotty Mac, Gov, no! Y'all heard it here on Chocolate City Radio. I'm too much. Okay, Nate, what's your question?
I don't have a question anymore. I'm done.
Oh, so on that note, we're gonna play we're gonna play another song because I got some more questions for you. Oh, we're gonna play Calling My Name because I got a feeling if I ever meet your ass, this is what you're gonna be doing to me. You're gonna be like Chalk, Chalk, oh Chalk,
oh, fuck.
Yeah, you've been with me through my ups and my downs, and I appreciate the fact you're still sticking around. My queen wearing a crown. I know it ain't been easy dealing with me, cause my phone be off the hinge when you chilling with me.
I know,
but that's money on the floor, I gotta pick it up. Yeah, you gon' trip and forgetting that I'm doing this for us. I was a hustler when you met me, so therefore I'ma hustle harder till the day my death catch you. Yeah, we can wind it down whenever I got the time, but Lord knows you're on my mind when I be at my grind. I can't help but think about all play it. The faces you be making when we have a relation. I do a good job when I'm deep. I can tell cause you shaking like a leaf while you lying asleep. Give you a kiss and I'm off to the street. I'll be back, what you fixing to eat?
She's keep calling my name, but it's all
that I don't tell my peeps.
Why?
Cause I know that you can keep it to yourself and won't let nothing leak.
That's
you
right.
Even keep a small gat in your purse. And the funny thing is, I never asked you to stash my work. You took it upon yourself to do it. And truth is, I knew then them other chicks I dealt with was useless. But sometimes you stress me out, calling me block, sounding like somebody else trying to test me out. Blowing up my cell, asking me a million questions. Can't even hit the studio without you crashing a session. And now you wanna break up next. We both go to sleep upset, then wake up to make up sex. I try my best to balance it out. I ain't gonna front. I can't be in two places at once. I gotta go.
Because he's trying to call and give Big Gov some backup.
On.
But, you know, I think Big Gov can take it his own self. You know, he looked like a kind of fly dude, laid
Big
back,
kicking
up into
like
a
what?
Ride kind of guy.
Man, he's thinking.
Yeah.
He's thinking. But
I'm just a cool nigga. I'm real cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. I'm laid back. I be chilling. I only get wild when I get my buttons pushed.
Mm-hmm. So are you like a sensual kind of guy? You enjoy black back rubs and cuddling and massages and all that great stuff.
Yeah, if a man don't, he'd be a damn fool.
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, a man don't enjoy affection. That'll be, you know, that'll be crazy on his behalf. I love affection.
Thank you. Are you afraid to show affection?
Hell no. Not at all. Like, I mean, if you care for a person, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's just somebody you just met, you know, yeah, you'll be a little, you'll have a little wall up until you get to know the person. But if it's somebody you with, you should never be afraid to show affection or receive it from that person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you should never be afraid to give it or receive it, show it or receive it, right?
Right.
Affection, Chuck, affection. That's
affection.
What we were talking
affection.
About.
Affection,
yeah.
Not a section. Affection, not a section, okay?
Thank
affection.
You. Say it again.
Yeah.
Affection, not
but
a section.
I'm back on his lips. Like, is he a giver or a receiver? Like,
both.
Silly. She is silly, man. That's cool, though,
like,
I mean.
Do you purr? Like, do you make noises when you're getting your dick sucked? Like, are you just, like, one of those people that don't make any noise at all? Female don't know it, you know, how she feels about you. Like, you know, some guys just don't say nothing. Like, even when they bust a nut, they don't say nothing. But with you being an artist and everything, like, you got to show some type of emotion. You got to show something. Like,
I don't know
I
where I be at. I be in another world. I don't know where I be at. I'm in another. I be in a whole another zone. I be in another world. So I tend to black out, especially if it's land like that. So I don't know what I do.
Oh, so if she takes the nut from you and she swallows, you're gonna black out because you're just in another world anyway, and that's just like the maximum gratification that she could do, right?
Chalk your ass crazy. Your ass nuts.
Prophet Andre, his line is open. He's not saying anything. So
I'll just let you do your gangster because you know you off the chain.
Yeah, she doing. Hey, she really doing her gangster too, ain't she? She doing her shit to the teeth.
Hey, I wouldn't even know how to answer that either, but
honest with you, man, like, who the fuck, I'm saying, like, really, when you in the act, like, who the fuck really pays attention to what they do when they in the middle of the act? I don't, if you got that much time to pay attention to what
that's
you doing.
That's the purpose of videotaping it, though, so you can go back and watch and see what you do.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Want to see no shit like that. I don't want to see
why
that.
Not?
I ain't into that. That ain't my thing. That's a little out of my league. It's too much.
Would you be willing to try it once?
Not at all.
As long as you got to keep the tape?
Not at all. And
really?
It's hella bad, though. Like, I got kids, and my kids is real nosy, and they meddle through everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, it's just some shit that I wouldn't want to do. Like, if I ain't being filmed, like, shooting a part of a real movie, you know, the whole sexual thing is like, that's, like I say, I'm real personal about that. I don't, you know, I ain't never, you know, threesomes, I ain't never really got involved with no, like, my niggas that out here in the D, they call it running bus stalls. I ain't never been involved in none of that type of shit, because that, to me, I think that's like borderline gay, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want nobody to take it the wrong way. I ain't homophobic, but I just can't imagine being in one room with three guys and one girl and everybody meat swinging around. That shit ain't my thing. I ain't get off. I don't get off into that. So, you know, it's just a lot of shit that sexually I'm not going to partake in. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me. I call me boring, call me a plain Jane nigga, but I guess that's what I'll be.
I do what I want to you game as long as I don't cause you any pain or not any severe pain, maybe pleasure pain, but not like excruciating pain. Could you do that and not tap
repeat
out?
Repeat that because you breaking up. What you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Play the lay there and let me do whatever I want to you game as long as I don't cause you any excruciating pain. Everything will be pleasurable, and that's guaranteed.
Some
sometimes you got to be submissive, because if you with a person and that's the person that you, you know, that you love and you got an attachment to, you got to make it feel like they doing something too. You know what I'm saying?
So and you mean that you allow to see, you know, you have some people whose tongue is like their favorite part of their body. So would you allow them to explore your body with their tongue?
Not all areas, but yeah, you know.
Oh, wow. Not all.
Nah, oh hell no! Nah. I don't get off into all that old that shit. Nah, stay away from my ass.
Wow, geez.
Okay, yeah. So does that mean you wouldn't fuck me in mine?
I don't see what I'm saying. You be coming with some crazy shit.
But that's real. That's
real.
People
I
have posted in the chat.
No, it's real. It's real. Don't get me twisted. Now, it's real shit. You keeping it 100, but that's out of my league. I ain't never been into that shit. New buddy.
Oh.
I get scientific on that. You know, that's your excretory system. Like, you eat and you release from there. Like, what the fuck do I look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my opinion. You know, everybody got their own little thing or whatever what they do. I ain't into that shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
You sound like you do a whole lot, so I don't even want to hear nothing you got to say, because, like, right now, you're going to say some things, but what I'm hearing out of you is whatever the female wants to bust a good nut, you will give her. You sound like you in the undercover fuckers, like, I will do your ass dirty and fuck you good, bitch. Like, once a bitch is in your bed, she is your property. You sound like you would put a fucking on a female. I just hear it in your voice. Like, bitch, suck this dick. Like, what you think about this big dick? Like, you want her to talk to you every time she's slurping and sucking on it. You like one of those vocal brothers. Like, you want her to tell you, like, how she feeling. And then when you fuck the dick in there, you hit it behind in the mirror and you were gonna.
Your phone is breaking up. You need to fix that, Chocolate Mommy.
Bro, you over there? Hey, bro, you all right? You all right over there, brother?
I'm over there cooler, bro.
You good, man? Don't let her back you into the ropes, man. You know what I'm saying? Please don't let her get you in the corner, man.
You're late.
Come out swinging, man. Do the rope a dope like Muhammad Ali used to do, man.
Not an option.
Yeah, I feel you, man. She off chain over there, though. Yeah, I ain't getting caught up in the world,
though. Flag.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she be going, man, but it's cool. This is her show. This is what she do, and I ain't knocking it because, you know, at the end of the day, everybody do what they do, and everybody good at what they do if that's what they do. So let her have her way.
Yeah, she good. She good at what she do, though.
Yeah, I be hearing the prank calls and shit, man, and she really make motherfuckers weak over the phone. I just laugh my ass off because I be surprised that a lot of people just be that damn weak over the phone. That shit funny to me.
Man, seduction is, you know, seduction and desire, especially if you hyped in your desire, man, you pretty much weak to what your spirit tell you. So, you know, it's some people enact on their thoughts. All it takes is an idea, and she's an idea planner. You know, a woman is a very instrumental tool to life itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't never lied.
Yeah, no doubt. I study them all the time. I study the psychology of women, so, you know.
Well, shit, maybe I can get some pointers from you because I'm still trying to figure they monkey ass out.
Hell, we can't even figure our own selves out, so nobody else can figure us out.
Yeah, you're right about
it's
that.
It's okay. It's okay. Y'all are not supposed to figure us out. All y'all supposed to do is what we tell y'all to do. Remember, men are here to serve women.
No. That's what a weak man's supposed to tell them. But if you run across a king, he already got you figured out. You know why?
He knows you. He knows your drive. He knows your impulsions. He knows what you desire. He knows you're always self-conscious about yourself. If a man really pays attention and not be overwhelmed by his lustful eyes.
There it is. There it is. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Considering that you all shy and shit, you ain't finna say much of nothing, big gov. I'ma give you
I ain't shy. I'm just personal. I ain't shy. Like, I'm personal. That a certain shit, you know, as a, I can only give you big gov as a public figure. I can't give you who I am for real. Like, that's not how it goes, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's the crazy part about media and being a part of the entertainment world is, like, motherfuckers forget that Wesley Snipes is an actor and want to talk about tax evasion. Like, so fucking what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just know that that movie he just gave you was a good movie and leave it at that. Like, why you digging all of that man's life like that? But that's just what the game it came to, and I know how to deal with it. I ain't tripping.
Yeah, and this is what I wanted to ask you, Big Gov, man. I first want to say, man, I just want to applaud you, man, for going out there, doing your thing. And, you know, from what I feel from your spirit, brother, you're a pretty focused brother, and you conscious on a whole nother level. You might not express it to niggas, but, you know, you got that father and effect of leadership in your life. You know, I just want to encourage
that,
you to keep
man.
Pushing on, bro.
I appreciate it, man, and with people like you, you know, with those type of words, that's motivation, man. It makes me work harder. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate that, dog, for real.
No problem. But I wanted to ask you about the music biz. What actually gave you the drive to finally say, okay, not only I'm going to make this a career, but I'm going to make this my life? You know, because it seemed that you dedicated to it. What gave you the drive? What was your main motivation?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Music has been in my life forever. You feel me? Like, this shit has been around me ever since I was born. My daddy was a singer with a famous R&B group called Five Special back in the day. Then he later on became a Temptation. So, you know, I had cousins that was rapping. I had a bunch of people in my family that fucked with music. You know what I'm saying? So, it wasn't, I always took music serious, but I didn't kick in overdrive until I lost my mom in 2005. When my mother passed, that was it for me. That was the on switch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You ever thought about, I know you like entertaining, bring both real stuff with the streets, but, you know, from what's inside of you, that power and that knowledge that's inside of you, you ever thought about formulating in the music, you know, bring brothers to conscious back to who they are?
You know, what I learned with this rap shit and with music, period, like, you can do it, you can do that, but you will have to do it in a sense to where everybody can relate. So,
yeah.
I don't know how much attention you actually pay to my music, but in my music, I do it, and I do it in a way to make motherfuckers think it's cool, because nowadays, people even barely listening to what you're saying. They listening to the beat and the hook of the song. They not really listening to what you're saying. So if I've been doing a good job with, if I can get people to focus on what I'm saying lyrically and then listen to the beat and the hook and like it all, I'm doing a good job. And recently, you know, I've been getting a lot of love and I've been getting a lot of feedback about the music that I've been putting out. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting way more love and feedback, like, recently than I have over the years, because I'm just not taking the steps to go outside of my city and outside of my normal boundaries and push the shit. So I've even been called the ghost of Tupac before. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that was a big-ass compliment, and that was from a newspaper article. They reviewed my music and called me the ghost of Tupac. So, you know, I don't take that and let that go to my head or nothing like that, but I'm still trying to see where they see that at. I'm still trying to match what they saying. You
hey.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
the beautiful thing, though, bro, this is the thing. We don't see our greatness because we are great. And a lot of times we so focused on the being able to set something for other people that we don't look at our mirror reflection in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And our greatness is from the people
who would, let's say, praise or look up to us. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You know, and you got that same message. I heard that little bit right there, but that little bit was just enough to pique my interest because I don't listen to every rapper. You know, and like
right, exactly.
with TV, I don't watch TV, so I don't know what's going on in the news. All I do
exactly.
is study and, you know, music too. I want to see, you got a site on Reverb?
Yeah, I got a, just look me up on there, Big Gov, BIGGOV. I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm everywhere, all the little spots, you know, online. I'm everywhere, man. Twitter, Facebook, all that.
Yeah, I'm going to add in, man. I'm known in the rap game as the Black Poet. You know, I do spiritual rap, whatnot. You know, but it's all
okay.
good. I break it down to a way it ain't so hip-hop, but it's real life and it's gutter. You know, it's life
yeah.
experience, man. You know, we're gonna hook up and do some stuff together, man, because...
Yeah,
you
let's
know,
make
I,
it happen,
I got,
man. That's all I'm about. I really want to bring the real shit back. I want to bring the streets back because there's too much popcorn, tight pants, mohawk wearing shit going on right now. We need that real shit back.
We're gonna change that though, brother.
Yeah, for sure. We gotta bring that real shit back, man. I ain't talking about that real shit that these niggas claim is real shit. Cause
yeah.
they got the game distorted, man. They got shit all fucked up. They got little niggas thinking selling a whole bunch of kilos of cocaine is what they need to do in order to have a Bentley or have a mansion and have a bunch of jewelry and shit. And it's just fucking up the younger generation, man. So what we gotta do what we gotta do as the people who see different. You know what I'm saying? To make a change and that shit, dog. Cause I hate that shit. Hey, Chuck, we ain't
hey,
got
you. Are a big up. Under Facebook too, you big up?
Yeah, yep.
All right, I got you.
All right, Chuck, we ain't
thank you for
take
the,
over the show with this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, y'all go right ahead. I was just in here listening to y'all and talking about you, Big Gov, in the chat room and talking about your cheerleader, Scotty. Because, you know, Scotty in here trying to hold it down. So, basically, the things that you're not admitting that you do, Scotty is picking up the slack. Yeah, he's picking up the slack. So I like that. So you're the good guy, and he's the freaky guy. So
he's playing the
cool.
devil's advocate. That motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. He is. Yeah. So I mean, shoot. I don't know what to say other than Scotty. We need to see.
Exactly.
We need to see
a tag team.
You know. You know, with Big Gov being conservative and Mr. Missionary.
Nah, whatever.
You know
how come
what,
I just can't, how come I just can't keep it real like you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just keeping that shit so real. It's just certain shit I ain't accustomed to. And maybe it'll grow
yeah,
on me the more
fine.
I'm in this. And maybe it'll grow on me the more I'm in this entertainment business, I guess. Until then, you know, I'll just stick to what I know because I'm still new to a lot of that shit as far as how this industry works and all that. I mean, I know a lot of shit, but I'm still new to a lot of other shit, so,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's fine, but, you know, some artists, when they come on the show, they're fortunate enough to get nicknames, and your nickname is going to be Mr. Missionary, so don't worry about it.
Oh, it's all good.
How about this? We can play the Players Club, and he can be Diamond, and I can be Roxanne. I'm just going to take his goodies.
Oh, yes,
fuck.
Girl. He look like, he don't even look like he would fight back. He don't even look like he would fight back.
Make me feel better. That'll make me feel better. It'll make you feel better, too, Big Gov, I promise.
Yeah.
Y'all to just work the shit out of me real quick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry. Scotty will be in the room to cheerlead you on. And then
yes.
when he sees that you're going under, he'll jump in and he'll try to save you. He'll throw that life, that little
Scotty
life
need to be on
out.
The damn line then. That's what he need to do. He need to call in. That's what he need to do.
He is not going to call in. He's scared. All he's doing is
yeah.
shaking his head in the room. SMH.
Yeah.
And he's been flooded.
Yeah, then what the F. That's all
uh-huh.
he do.
He just needs to go ahead and put tap out because that's what he's done.
Man, my big brother, but you know what, though? My big brother, he doing what he doing. He doing him right now. That's cool. I'm taking all the abuse. I'm taking one for the team. Black government, everybody that's listening, I'm taking one for the team.
I'm doing it because I love y'all, and y'all do not want to be in these shoes right now because y'all would not know what to do. So
well,
just I need, I'm gonna need for my whole team to make sure they pat me on the back the next time they see me.
I will pat you. I promise you. I will pat your whole body.
Actually, Scotty is, he's on the line, and I would love to hear what he has to say, because,
he just don't say shaking my head.
instead of shaking his head, he needs to be moving that tongue.
Mm-hmm. Let's
hear
him say,
he
better come on the line saying
think...
first. That's it.
Big bro, I ain't tripping. You ain't even have to call in, real talk. You could have just stayed in the chat room, my nigga. But hey, this shit kind of fun, though. I ain't gonna even lie.
No, they set me up, man. I'm trying to call, like, nah, I ain't saying all of that. Nah, come on, nah. Boy, they wildin'. This show is what's up. What's up with you, though, bro?
Shit, man, about to get in this studio and get some more work done, man. I got some cats from down here from Muskegon doing their session, man. So I'm about to get to that, and that's really it, bro. You know me, I stay working.
I'm coming to Detroit. Do I get my own personalized tour when I come?
What, to what? To see the studio?
Nah, I want to see everything.
Girl,
I
want to
see
the city
known as Big Gov.
We got a cat named Big Knot. He'll hook you up. We'll let him take you around.
No, I don't want him.
Yeah, you do. Trust me.
No, I don't. Talking about Big Knot that's in the chat room right now. Hey, Big Knot.
Yeah, that dude.
Big
Knot. Right,
yeah, not Big Knot. Big Knot. That's what I've been calling him. Yes. No, I don't want him.
You know what I've learned is everybody is speaking up with these big names, but Big Gov is in the background. Let me find out Big Gov is kind of small somewhere.
You know what? I think I'm going to hang up on that note. I'm going to go back in the chat
room because we're going to talk about you.
Bro.
Yo, I'm right here, dog. What up?
You hear this abuse I'm taking, my nigga? It's all good.
That's why I had to call in, bro. Right.
And then,
hey,
what's
but,
even
hey,
worse?
Man, I'm going to get with you later, God, man. You know, we shooting another trip to Lance next month. I just, hooked all up. So, you know, I'm going to get with you later, though.
Hey, listen, man, this is what I want you to do, dog. We got to figure out a way to blow Chocolate City the fuck up more. Because it's already through the roof,
okay.
Right? So we want to add another, we want to add some more dynamite to it. So what I was thinking is let's collectively give Chocolate City a segment on our shows, dog. I think that shit would just carry this shit to the fullest, dog.
You know,
they
already on my... They on mine already on Wednesdays. Oh,
for real? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's what's happening. Now, I'm geeked because I'm bringing all my people together. That's what's happening. Black folks working together. No, but I know for my show, she got to call in and do the Black Eye of the Week, man. You know what I'm saying? So, Chalk, this is what I need you to do. I need you to start looking up all the stories, the stupidest stories, the dumbest motherfuckers online, like the media takeouts, the world star hip hops, and I want you to dog the shit out their ass for 10 minutes on my show Saturday.
I got you. See, this is what bring me to keep them safe. They bring me closer to them because they already know I can't shoot arrows at them. So Scotty and Big Gov have permanent passes. They will never be a victim on Chocolate Fantasy.
Oh, no, that ain't even that. I just need to have that secret weapon in my arsenal. That's all that is. You done already shot me. I done got shot, stabbed, stumped, kick. All but
we're
here
to kick your wounds and make them feel better, big girl. That's
yeah, you done gave me the works. You see, she done gave
right,
me the
I'm
works.
I'm sitting in the chat room. I'm in the chat room like, man, they just going hard on my boy, man. I couldn't even do nothing about it.
But I can handle it. I can handle it. I can handle it. I,
really?
I feel like I'm boxing.
Really?
I feel like I'm boxing. I feel like I'm boxing with 10 niggas right now.
Really?
Hey.
Really?
Yeah,
it's okay for me to
go every,
and it's okay for me to knock you out then. Since you feel like you sparring with 10 people
it,
or you boxing
it,
10
do
people,
it.
It's time for me to go ahead and just knock you out then, right?
No, nah, you already did that. I don't even know how I'm still talking right now. But, no, nah, I'm serious about that, though. Y'all, please make sure you get them stories, because this shit going to be interesting Saturday. And I got to talk.
Got
I got some
you.
Interesting topics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to talk about the law. I got to talk about the law enforcement, because them bitches just stiffed me. They got on the stand and lied, and I ended up getting probation for a whole year, so... I definitely need to let off some steam about the fucking police, who I hate.
You got a show, big girl? You got a blog talk, too?
Yeah, I got a show. I actually got a show every Saturday on, shit. SV, you know what? Chuck got me all fucked up. It's svmixradio.com.
svmixradio.com. That's on blog talk?
No, it's a regular. It's actually a regular radio station on internet radio station.
You put it in the room or whatnot. You ought to have me on one day. I'll be getting down on some good teaching, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, come on with it, man. Just call. All you gotta do is call in, brother. That's all you. That's all it takes. Hey, bro, if you can, because I ain't by no computer. Just drop that link in there for me in the chat room.
I just did it. I just did it.
All right, cool. Hell yeah.
Everything good. Yo, check her out in the morning, though, girl. She do the prank calls in the morning and her segment tomorrow at noon. I think it's noon to 2 or something like that. So check it out.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You know I am. I got to be there for that. I got to hear another dumb motherfucking ham getting hammed on the radio.
But nobody...
Them motherfuckers be getting hammered, especially, the Gucci one, yeah, especially that nigga. He cried on the phone. Mama!
Yeah, he cried.
Man, this nigga, he just knew he was going to get that verse from Gucci, man, though.
That nigga was like,
that
Mama!
Man, that shit was funny as hell. Shock your ass. You need to be on the cover of XXL for that shit. You need a whole spread in the magazine about that shit.
Yeah, that shit was funny as hell, man. That shit had me crying. Dude was crying in the end.
Man.
Like, nigga screamed out for his mama. I'm like, damn, what?
Oh my God.
Let me go ahead and get some more abuse before I gotta go, because I got these cats waiting. I don't want to keep them waiting too long. So y'all come on with the abuse. Come on with the rest of the questions.
I'm all Gub. I'm gonna get with you later, Gub.
Okay,
all right, bro.
This is my last question. Okay, so if y'all in the room, you know, you done had to do a couple of drinks, you all relaxed, laying in the bed and stuff, you know, she kissing you all over, she's massaging you with her tongue and all that stuff, and she just accidentally goes into that nacho area. Are you really gonna stop her if it's feeling good?
For one, I don't like nothing around that area.
Oh, my gosh.
Period. I don't want no hands. I don't even like using the bathroom doing number 2 half the time. So I don't want nothing near that area. That's a forbidden area. That shit is not for nothing. That's for what it's for.
Oh, my goodness.
Besides, you know what? Fuck this. You know, I'm not even just gonna play it the nice way. We just gonna tag team this nigga. You know, he's kind of big, so I can't take him by myself. But you, I hold his ass down. You just go for it.
You know what? I think he'll just give it up willingly. I think he'll just lay there and just be like, "Oh, this is so good."
I think
good.
He will.
Like,
once we get started, he's not gonna want to stop.
I'm telling you not. I get mad.
But then when you get mad, it's going to get harder and it'll get bigger. When you get mad, it'll
get
harder and bigger.
I get pissed at any opportunity or chance a motherfucker thought they had to be a rap. Cause yeah, I'm just being real. Like, that shit'll make me want to fight. I don't like that shit. That shit is not. That's not what that's for. I'm sorry.
He is so cute when he's putting his foot down. That is so sexy.
It makes him want to say, Sherman. Do it, big boy. Ooh, big daddy, you just make my body want to say, burr.
Burr. Burr. That shit just remind me of that fucking prank call. You say you Gucci manager? Burr, yeah, burr. God damn it. That
when
shit is fucking hilarious.
You already said that you would let us do whatever we wanted to you, so you don't try to go with the team now. Shut up.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my goodness. This has just been too funny. Like, for real, it is just too funny. Dev, I know you got your studio session. I really appreciate you coming on. You did good. And I'm going to do it tonight. You'll be on my blog section tomorrow. And then the link for the show so people can read the blog and listen to the show. It'll be on there. And then, you know, you got hella tweets in your timeline from where I tweeted you being on the show and whatnot. Yeah, so.
Let me just say this. I do appreciate you having me on the show. I don't give a fuck how wild it was. I enjoyed myself. And the thing is, I appreciate you for all of the promo because what you did was, even though you let people know I was going to be on the show, you made people tune in to my other shit as far as my music go and all that. And, you know, without that, I wouldn't have the numbers that I got. The numbers jumped up tremendously. So I appreciate you for having me. And I will say this, man, keep doing you. Don't change up your pattern and your format. Stick to doing what you're doing. The realness is very much so appreciated. And, shit, just keep doing your motherfucking thing, man. You know what I'm saying? And whatever you need from me, you know, to help out, whatever, I'm around. You know what I'm saying? My whole team, they got love for you. So we just going to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you, and I really appreciate it. It's just going to be crazy because now, Nay, it's like tomorrow, people will hear us in Detroit.
What?
Tomorrow from 12 to 2, people are going to hear us because our shows are going to be playing on Scotty Station. I have my own page and everything. Yeah, so people are going to be like, who is Chuck? Who is Princess Nay? And when we do come to Detroit and we go to the clubs, we're going to be like celebrities. Because they were like, oh, man, that's some crazy bras on the radio show. That's that bitch that made that dude cry. Burr.
Hell yeah. Y'all good when y'all come out here. So, you know, like I say, man, just keep that shit 100. Princess Nay, it was good meeting you for the first time. And
you too.
Y'all just... yeah, just keep that shit cracking, man. I'm going to be tuning in a lot more. I might even call in and talk a little shit and jump right on so I don't get too deep in no shit. But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you can come on.
I sent
anytime.
You a message on Twitter that I'm following you, so just make sure you follow back.
I got you covered.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So y'all enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll get with y'all a little later on.
Okay. Bye.
This
edition of Chocolate City has been actually good. We are into the after show. I'm not it all night because I'm trying to keep my shows down, so that's less editing I have to do because it seems like people are really catching on to the chocolate wave and they're carrying us. So, like I said, on Wednesdays from 12 to 2 p.m. on IMM Radio, you can listen on your BlackBerry, iPhone, Android, and you can hear previous episodes of Chocolate City, and you can also hear my prank calls every morning on the Scotty Mac Show. So, Nay, we're like George and Weezy. We moving on up, girl.
All right.
So, you know, we just got five more stations. And Shanae B 2000.
And we are like the baddest chicks on Twitter. We do the damn thing. So with that, I'm going to let Princess Nay go so she can get some rest. And I'm going to go upstairs, check on my family. And then I'm going to go be a smut in the streets of Atlanta tonight before I leave.
Well,
so
send me a little bit so I can see.
Oh, I sure will. I sure will. I'm going to make sure I say burr, too.
All right,
love
Kika
you.
And Shock.
All right.
You guys have fun tonight, Kika and Shock.
We will. At least try to. If not, I'm going to look at my grandma.
Oh, wow. That just made it. Mm-mm. Smooches.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Good night.